Chapter 7. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered round him, and they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with unclean hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews never eat without washing their arms as far as the elbow, observing the tradition of the elders, and, on returning from the marketplace, they never eat without first sprinkling themselves. There are also many other traditions which they observe, concerning the washing of cups and pots and bronze dishes. So the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their food with unclean hands?" He answered, "How rightly Isaiah prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching human commandments as precepts. You put aside the commandment of God to observe human tradition.'" And he said to them, "How nicely you reject the commandment of God in order to preserve your own tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and anyone who abuses father or mother must be put to death. But you say, 'If anyone says to father or mother, whatever help you might have received from me is Corban, that is, dedicated to God, from then on, and do not allow any assistance to father or mother.' In this way you void God's word by your tradition, which you have handed down, and you do many things like this." He called the crowd to him again and said, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a person from outside can make that person unclean. It is the things that come out of a person that make a person unclean. Anyone who has ears for listening should listen." When he had gone into the house, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "So, do even you fail to understand? Can't you see that nothing that goes into a person from outside can make that person unclean, because it goes not into the heart, but into the stomach, and passes into the sewer? Thus, he pronounced all foods clean." And he went on, "It is what comes out of a person that makes a person unclean, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil plans emerge: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within and make a person unclean." He left that place and set out for the territory of Tyre. He went into a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, but he could not pass unrecognized. At once a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him and came and fell at his feet. Now this woman was a Gentile, by birth a Syro-Phoenician, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "The children should eat their fill first, because it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to dogs." But she answered and said, "Ah, yes, sir, but even dogs under the table eat the scraps from the children." And he said to her, "For saying this, you may go home. The demon has gone out of your daughter." So she went off home and found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Returning from the territory of Tyre, he went by way of Sidon towards the Lake of Galilee, right through the Decapolis territory. And they brought him a deaf man who had difficulty speaking, and they asked him to lay his hand on him. He took him away from the crowd on his own, put his fingers into the man's ears, and spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed, and he said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, and at once the impediment of his tongue was loosened, and he spoke correctly. And Jesus ordered them to tell no one about it, but the more he ordered them, the more widely they proclaimed it. Their admiration was unbounded, and they said, "Everything he does is good. He makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak."